across the southeast. You are listening to Beat. It is the Sunday Grill. I hope you're doing well this Sunday morning. Let's chat to Valerie McDonough. She is from Tremore in County Waterford, and she set up a grief support group in the area, which is a safe, compassionate place to share, listen and find comfort. And she has her own story as to why she set up it as well. It's called Compassionate Connect, and she joins me this morning. You're very welcome.
Oh, thanks very much, Orla.
It's lovely to talk to you this morning. I think grief has touched everyone. I think most people have had experiences of grief. There's the whole thing that everyone experiences at some stage, yeah. Some people younger than others. And I suppose you were at a stage of your life where what happened to you, like, it shouldn't have happened to you, really.
Yeah, it was a complete shock. My husband, Jonathan, was diagnosed with colon cancer in his late 30s. So he passed away about two and a half years ago now. I was with Johnny for around 17 years.
Okay.
Yeah, so
we were teenage sweethearts.
Yeah, so we met in WIT, and we went travelling together. We lived in Canada, and then we moved back home, and then we moved to Australia. So we lived in Sydney for 5 years. And like most people, when it's coming to the end of a visa, you're kind of thinking, right, will I stay or will I go back? And we decided that we weren't going to stay and get permanent residency, that we'll move back home.
Okay.
And put down roots, so to speak. So we did that. We moved back and we got a house. And shortly after that, Jonathan was diagnosed with cancer. So it completely, I suppose, the same, pulled the rug from under our feet. We just weren't expecting that we would be heading down that journey. In our heads, we just thought, you know, you get a house and you start that new chapter together. Mm-hmm. And it completely blindsided us. We just weren't expecting it.
And then Johnny died 2 years later.
Yeah, so Johnny died, two and a half years after that. Yeah. So.
Wow. And you have a quote that you've put up on your Instagram on Compassionate Connect, Tremore, if you want to search for it. But you've written from Sharon Marsh from Leave Her Wild. It said, right in the middle of our life, on an ordinary day, the unthinkable happened. Everything went from ordinary to chaotic. And there I stood in the mess of it all, knowing there'd be now a forever be a before and an after.
Yeah.
I think that just hit me in the core of it. And I think there's so many people
who can... Actually, after giving me chills there. It's just... To anybody who's gone through something like this, there's now a forever, a before and after. And when I read that quote, it really just, it summed up a feeling that I wasn't able to sum up. And that's why I posted it. Yeah.
And like, I'm sure, you know, everyone says time heals, but do you agree with that statement?
I don't know if it does heal, to be quite honest. I feel that grief is always with me in some capacity, and some days or some weeks it's a lot heavier, and then other days or weeks it's a lot lighter. And I think I've just learned to adapt to it being there, and I kind of accept that it is always going to be there.
And what do you feel your, like, not just the, you know, your 17 years of love and marriage, but what else? Are you grieving a future, or are you grieving physical things in the house, or what way do you feel you're grieving?
Yeah, so we didn't have any kids, so we had no children. So when Johnny passed away, I found myself alone in a house, living alone for the first time. You know, we were together since I was 21, and I was now 38 and lost a husband, and just my whole world changed and how I looked at the world changed. So I did grieve him, and also a life that we had talked about so many times, what our future would look like,
how many kids, people.
How many kids we wanted, and just a normal conversations that people would have as you're planning your future together and what it would look like. And so suddenly, not only did I lose a husband, but I lost a chance of becoming a mom at that moment as well. So I kind of was grieving both things at that time.
And you've set up a support group, but what did you do to help yourself then? Was there anywhere for you to go, or even with friends? Or
yeah, so my friends and family have been great. They've been very supportive. And, you know, especially my family, we've been through grief. We've lost loved ones before. So, you know, they were able to understand to a certain degree. And but the only thing that I found was nobody on, like in my friends group, I was the first one to lose a partner. And I think it's just because of the age.
Of course.
You know, we were so young. Yeah. And it's hard for people to understand.
Mm.
So I felt that if I, you know, felt alone with these feelings and felt like I was never understood amongst family and friends, there has to be other people out there.
Mm.
So that's why I set up the group, is so that there would be a room that people can come together to have a shared understanding.
When you set up the group, was it straight away you got people coming, or?
Yeah. It's grown from, say, about 4 people up to 10.
Okay.
I set it up in November, and it's been through word of mouth and advertising on Facebook on the Tremor group pages to let people know. And then I set up the Facebook page myself, and I just put up the dates and the times then that it's going to be.
Okay.
On.
And is it led by you, the group?
Yeah, I facilitate the group, and I bring different topics to the meetings every month. So, you know, some recent ones have been like the emotional and physical signs of grief. And then another recent one was talking about Mother's Day and coping with that, really, with something that's so front and center. Mm-hmm. And it's, yeah, it's in every shop, everywhere you go. Oh, so how completely. Do you deal with that?
Exactly. And is it all ages come to the group?
It's all ages.
All experiences.
And it's mixed as well, as male and female.
Okay.
All ages. Some people have come to the group when they've just recently lost somebody, and other people are there that it's been years and they're starting their grieving process now.
Wow.
So it's really a mix. So I would say that regardless of what you're going through or who you're grieving, there is somebody else in that room that understands and is able to say, yeah, I understand what you did there, or you know, there's always somebody there.
And apart from the exercise and all the things you said that help, does talking really help? Or is it a very specific thing? It mightn't be for everyone who's grieving. Or do you feel it's something that's, I suppose it's so personal?
It's so personal. And normally I wouldn't be the type to be so open. Uh-huh. But this process has actually forced me to be open. So I found I had to talk about it. And would also, you know, as I said, family, they understood grief from, you know, going through it themselves. So I was able to speak to them. But it was the grief of losing a partner. And now that's when I found nobody's really understanding this part.
Yeah.
So I would kind of keep that back because I felt nobody was going to understand it.
Yeah.
And I felt I was more explaining it to people as opposed to. So it started off with sharing, then it was nearly explaining. And I was just thinking, you know, I'm just going to keep that bit back.
Yeah.
So you're just given more surface level.
And you feel in the group you don't have to do that.
Well, seeing the group, I don't have to do that.
Mm.
Because there's people who's there, who are there, and they're feeling the same way I'm feeling, just not understood.
Mm.
And then we're able to talk about it, and then everybody feels a little bit lighter.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also, I just want to say, there's no pressure to share either.
Okay.
I have people that come to the group that they sit and they listen.
Mm-hmm.
And they might come up to me afterwards and just have a quiet word and say, I got a lot from that today. But there's no pressure. Sometimes just listening to other people, it might click, you know, it's not just me. I understand now, you know, that this is actually what other people go through, and they mightn't have to say anything at all.
Yeah.
Just, you know, sit, have a cup of tea, And yeah, we're all there for the same reason.
Well, you have a schedule up on your Instagram and yes. on your Facebook, as you said. It is Compassionate Connections, but if you search Compassionate Connect Tremore, you will find it there. The next date is in May on the 16th. It's a Saturday. And where do you hold them usually?
Yeah, so it's upstairs in the Tremore Coast Guard Station.
Oh, gorgeous.
So it's the cultural centre. So they often have like art exhibitions
yes,
and everything
and
up
it's
there.
It's so beautiful there. So.
It's a lovely space because yeah. you're looking out on the sea. And it's free for people to come along. Wow. I pay for it myself.
Brilliant.
I have a donations jar there and any donations I get, I put it towards the following
Brilliant.
Meeting.
So is it 2 years since Johnny passed away?
Yeah, just over 2 years.
And how are you doing now?
I'm doing a little bit better. I find the support group helps. There was so much that Johnny wanted to do with his life. And I feel there's a lot of unjust there that he didn't get to do it.
Mm.
And he had such a passion for life and for fitness that now I feel like I want to make the most. So I'm looking at life differently. So okay. I feel like I want to make the most of it now. Mm. So I just started having a look and I just realised that, you know, the career that I had in IT, I did really enjoy it and I loved it for a time, but it wasn't my passion. And I decided to leave and follow my true passion, which is nutrition. And I saw firsthand how that helped Johnny when he was going through chemotherapy. So I've set up my own business in nutrition and I'm also furthering my studies in it
Brilliant.
Too as well.
Great.
So I've just really just realised that life is short. We're only here for a small mm-hmm. amount of time and just make the most of it.
It sounds like yourself and Johnny made the most of life anyway.
We did.
Those travels and everything.
We did, yeah.
That must give you some comfort, doesn't it?
Oh, it does, yeah. I wouldn't have seen half the places that we saw without him.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he was just, yeah, he just loved to travel. So, yeah, I loved it.
He got you going.
Got me, yeah, gave me the travel bug.
Brilliant. Well, Compassionate Connect Tremore, if you search it like that, on your preferred social media handles, and Valerie is the woman behind all of that, and you can of course message her if you want to. And so, do you have an Instagram for your nutrition account or anything?
I do.
If people want to follow that?
Yeah, it's called Superfood Preacher.
Superfood Preacher.
Yeah, actually Johnny came up with the name many years ago when he knew that I was going to do something in nutrition. And he worked in digital marketing.
Okay.
So he came up with the logo, the name, and he also had a little business plan wrote down for me that I only found there a few weeks ago.
Wow.
As I was going through some documents and everything, I found his refill pad and there was the business plan that he had. So I feel like he's with me on this journey because that's the logo that I'm using and obviously the name. Yeah. So I feel like he's with me.
Brilliant. Well, that's great. It is Superfood Preacher if you want to check that out as well. I've given you a follow there.
Yeah, thank
Valerie,
you.
It's so nice to talk to you. I could talk to you all day. Thanks a million for coming
Thanks
in this
for
morning.
Having me.